Wednesday evening, 2:23. We're going to go a little different again tonight. We're going to do disclosure part two. All right, go to Revelation chapter 9. Started with verse 13 there. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels, which are bound in the great river Euphrates. I'm missing a book. Pause it for a second, would you? I've got to go get it. I'll be right back. All right. I read 13. And the four angels were loose, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for the slay, to slay the third part of men. You know, I was thinking about in this so-called World War III, whether it's real or not real, that they plan to do it all at the same time, and then it's over within about 4 hours. That's their plan. Executed every country, every place all over the world. That's the only way they can do it and cover everything without anybody getting away. Anyway, it says here for an hour, a day, a month, and a year for to slay the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000. I heard the number of them. Thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them having breastplates of fire and of jacinth and brimstone. And the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. Sounds like tanks, Abram's tanks. By these three was the third part of men killed, by the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouth. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails were likened to serpents, and heads with them they do hurt. The rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, I thought plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. All right? It appears here to me that it's not just natural fighting. It also has bioterrorism. To me, the plagues says to me it's some sort of epidemic of some kind, maybe. You know, like something we've experienced the last 3 years. Yeah. Plagues here in the Strong's means a wound by a sword, a stripe, or a calamity. Who would have known 3 years ago that we would experience what we have experienced? Who would have thought the whole world over somebody that had a cold would shut the whole world down? And they did it. But like the Lord's told me, and I'll remind everybody again, that the Whitehead Alliance used that opportunity to go in undercover and get the kids out and all that kind of stuff that needed to be done, okay? We know that the military has been activated all over the world to take out these evil people and their agenda. We know the National Guard has been deployed all across the world at this point. In fact, that was enacted, wasn't it, around the inauguration time? So they've been in active duty all of this time. And they hadn't just been twiddling their thumbs. All right. This is what the Battle of Armageddon is all about. It is to destroy the bad and restore the good. Okay. It looks like between the natural fighting and the experimental drug shots, it takes out one-third of the population. Some speculate about 3 billion. They're expecting to die. That's a lot of people. We're already underpopulated. They've convinced us our whole life that the earth is so crowded that there's not room for you. So, you know, we have to decrease the population, the Georgia Guidestones. Well, it was all a lie. Someone did an illustration of some place in, I think it was Florida. This one town or one city in Florida. The whole earth's population could fit into that one city. So what does that tell you? We are grossly underpopulated. They were concerned that we would even be able to function anymore because of mass depopulation. This is a big place. And that's not even talking about Antarctica and all the lands beyond that that they've hidden from us. Yeah. Or they say they have. We are looking at what the truthers have been reporting as a fake nuclear event. Could all be staged to take out the bad guys? It looks like it's lining up to be that way. Russia and Ukraine, Taiwan and Japan, the Fertile Crescent, and I'm going to focus in on the Fertile Crescent tonight. All right, let's talk about the dried up riverbed where all these conflicts are going to congregate. Megiddo, where the Battle of Armageddon is supposed to take place. All right. I watched a video. This is called Something Strange is Happening. This is by the Dagger's Den, so give them credit. This is on July 10th, 2022. The River Euphrates is drying up, and no one seems to know why. The Middle East is in a massive drought. People are starving with the lack of food and water. But is it really nature playing its course, or is there something strange going on here, something that was told of thousands of years ago with so many mysteries surrounding the Middle East, and we must question what is really going on and why is this really happening? They say, really, it's been drying up since 2009. Yeah. Here are some of the geological facts about the Euphrates River. This is by Made of Steel. The Euphrates River is one of the longest rivers in the world. It runs from over 1,770 miles through Turkey, Syria, and Iraq, all the hot spots. Yep. The river is an important water source for these countries, and it is used for irrigation and hydroelectric power. The river has also been a key trade route throughout history. It has dried up so much that the archaeologists have discovered a 3,400-year-old city called Mitanni. Yeah. The city of Babylon was on the Euphrates. You know, when the night Belshazzar, you know, what happened was they were surrounded by water, and what they did was they drained that down in there so they could get up under and go and take out Babylon or take it over. Cyrus. Was it Cyrus or Darius? Cyrus, I believe. Okay. All right, the city of, it was on the Euphrates. The Euphrates River runs through Iraq, Syria, and Turkey and empties into the Persian Gulf. All right, here's some biblical references of the Euphrates River. We're going to look at those. If you want to just let me thumb through fastly, I will. You don't have to turn there. The first one is Genesis 2:14. Talking about the significance of this river, all right? 2:14, and the name of the third river is Hiddekel, and that it is it which goeth toward the east of Assyria, and the fourth river is the Euphrates. So these are those four rivers that God made is in the garden with all the rich minerals and all those kind of things, okay? Then 15:8. And he said, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said unto him, take me a heifer. Wait a minute, I think I wrote down the wrong one. It's 8, not 8. 8. Well, it's Abraham's inheritance. Just a minute, let me find it. Part of his inheritance included the Euphrates, or the boundary of the Euphrates. Like, if you owned that you would control the trade, you control whatever goes through there. Okay, well, I'm not going to take any time to do that, but it's in there. All right, Deuteronomy 1:7. I'm rubbing on my microphone, sorry. All right, 1:7. Turn you and take your journey and go to the mount of the Amorites and to all the places nigh. Okay, thereunto in the plain and the hills and in the vale and in the south and by the seaside to the land of the Canaanites unto Lebanon, unto the great river, the river Euphrates. So this was part of Abraham's inheritance. All right, that border or whatever that is in the Euphrates. Okay, Deuteronomy 11:24. Every place whereon the sole of your feet shall tread shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even unto the uttermost sea shall your coast be. Okay, Joshua 1:4. All right, now part of Abraham's inheritance. Then Moses instructed in Deuteronomy 1:7 to tell the Israelites to reclaim that border. That was part of that, what they had to go retake. And Deuteronomy 11:24 reaffirmed the border possession to Israel. Then Joshua 1:4, Joshua is instructed. All right, this is 1:4, from the wilderness and Lebanon, even unto the great river, which Lebanon is by Syria, unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. Okay? So the Euphrates River is their coast, right where Babylon was. Yeah. All right, now 2 Samuel 8:3. There's something about that river that they have to keep reclaiming it. Nothing's changed to present day. 2 Samuel 8:3, David smote also Hadadezer, the son of Rehob, king of Zobah, as he went to recover his border at the river Euphrates. So it's beginning to seem like this is a very significant place. I'm thinking, why would the last day battle, or the second to last battle, we know Megiddo and all of that is, you know, the Gog-Magog war will be 1,000 years after the 1,000-year reign. But anyway, the second to last battle, why would they be doing it there? It's a significant place. All right, 2 Kings 23:29. In his days, Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, went up against the king of Assyria to the river Euphrates, and King Josiah went against him, and he slew him at Megiddo when he had seen him. So King Josiah took it. All right, 2 Kings 24, just the next, just right over verse 7, it says, and the king of Egypt came not again any more out of his land, for the king of Babylon had taken from the river of Egypt unto the river Euphrates all that pertained to the king of Egypt. So it seemed like they were taking it and losing it, and taking it and losing it, all right? 1 Chronicles. Well, I forgot to write down the chapter on that one, but the tribe of Reuben reclaims it in 1 Chronicles, somewhere in there, because I didn't put it down. All right, 1 Chronicles 18. Okay, 18:3. And David smote Hadadezer. This is just another account. If you'll notice, Kings also will be recorded again. A lot of the stuff that happened in Chronicles, in 1st and 2nd Chronicles. Okay, 35:20. Of Chronicles, 2nd Chronicles. After all this, when Josiah had prepared the temple, Necho, king of Egypt, came up to fight against Tarchemish by Euphrates and Josiah went out against him. So that's just the second account. All right, Jeremiah chapter 13. Verse 4. Take the girdle that thou hast got, which is upon thy loins, and arise, go to Euphrates, and hide it there in a hole of the rock. So I went and hid it by Euphrates, as the Lord commanded me. And it came to pass, after many days, that the Lord said unto me, Arise, go to Euphrates, and take the girdle from thence, which I commanded thee to hide there. Then I went to Euphrates and digged and took the girdle from the place where I hid it. And behold, the girdle was marred. It was profitable for nothing. All right, Jeremiah 46. All right, I've got three verses here. First two. Against Egypt, against the army of Pharaoh, Necho, king of Egypt, which was by the river Euphrates, and Charchemish, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, smote in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, and the son of Josiah, king of Judah. So that's the third recording of this. Okay, verse 6. Let not the swift flee away, nor the mighty men escape. They shall stumble and fall towards the north by the river Euphrates. And Zephaniah talks about the north country. Maybe that's what it's talking about here, towards the north. All right, verse 10 here. For this is the day of the Lord God of hosts, a day of vengeance, that he may avenge him of his adversaries, and the sword shall devour, and it shall be satiated, or sated, or whatever, however you say that, and make drunk with their blood. For the Lord God of hosts hath a sacrifice to the north country by the river Euphrates. This is Armageddon. All right, Jeremiah 51:63. All right. And it shall be, when thou hast made an end of reading this book, that thou shalt bind a stone to it and cast it into the midst of the Euphrates. And thou shalt say, Thus shall Babylon sink, and shall not rise from the evil that I will bring upon her, and they shall be weary. Thus far are the words of Jeremiah. So, you know, really, I know Melissa Redpill, she has done a book on all the minor prophets and all of the proclaiming of the end time events I haven't read it, but in all these, the prophets proclaimed it all through. People think, well, yeah, there's nowhere in there. Yes, it is. It's all through it. If you know what to look for. All right, two in the New Testament, Revelation. We just read, 9:14 through 21 already, so. All right, this is 16:12. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. All right. In my opinion, this waterway has been massive in child and human trafficking, guns, drug running, every kind of evil that you can imagine. It's been a major passageway for evil. In fact, digging it up, they're probably going to find things like they found in other places under the Hoover Dam, under Three Gorges Dam in China. All places all over the world, all the dams have been a cover-up. In fact, the Hoover Dam, a guy did a video of the demonic structures and things all up in the Hoover Dam. It's definitely a shrine to Satan. Yeah. This system, this Babylonian system, is under maritime law. It's a law of the sea. This is the law established by the tyrant that we've been living under since, 1913 anyway, really 1871. Looks like there's going to be a showdown and all their system is coming down. All right, let's read now. I'm in 16. This is Revelation 16. Let's read verse 19 there. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon. Now, Y'all ought to know the three city states by now: London, the Vatican, and D.C. It was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent, which is here it says 60 to 100 pounds per stone. Pretty heavy. I'm wondering, is that the rod of God? Are the rods of God? And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. Yeah, I bet. It's going to be quite a showdown. All right, Revelation 18, 21. And the mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall the great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. The voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee. No craftsman, whatsoever craft he be, shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. You know, there's a statement that I hear a lot of truthers say, well, we just got to make sure that we do it right because we don't want 20 years our kids and grandkids having to deal with this. Well, it sounds to me God's taking it out. There ain't going to be any recurring. There's not going to be anything left to recur. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all. And then God says it isn't going to happen anymore. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. They're all in on it. Whole world. Big pharma. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. So they are the ones that are responsible for the death of all slain upon the earth. All. They did it. They did it. All right. I listened to a video that was filmed in Lebanon. Lebanon is right by Syria on the Euphrates. In the dried up portion of the Euphrates, there's deep caves. And some believe the sounds they're hearing are these angels that are imprisoned there. It sounds like moans and screams. It's creepy. I mean, and it sounds like something like you'd see out of a sci-fi movie or something, with these voices that are like booming waters. You know, that's the way it sounds like. And they're just yelling and screaming like they're wanting to get out. I'm thinking, man, I couldn't have stood there and heard that creepy mess and stayed there. Anyway, this is from the dried up portions of the Euphrates. Bible says they're going to be released. Okay. 2 Peter 4. Or 2 Peter 2, sorry. 2 Peter 2, 4. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, and making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. So those that think today that they're going to get away with what they're doing, they're not going to get away with it. All right. Now, I know y'all heard it several times, but we're going to hear it again. This is Enoch. All right, let me... I don't know why that's there, just a minute. Everything that's written in this book of Enoch goes right along with everything that we have found out, everything that's going on today, and it has its basis in Scripture. Took it out of the King James Version. All right, this is the fall of the angels, the demoralization of mankind, the intercession of the angels on behalf of mankind, the dooms pronounced by God on the angels and the Messianic kingdom. It came to pass when the children of men had multiplied, then in those days were born unto them beautiful and comely daughters, and the angels, the children of the heavens, saw and lusted after them, and said one to another, Come, let us choose us wives from among the children of men, and beget us children. And Shemjaza, who was their leader, said unto them, I fear you will not indeed agree to do this deed, and I alone shall have to pay the penalty of a great sin. And they all answered him and said, Let us all swear an oath, and all bind ourselves by mutual imprecations, not to abandon this plan, but to do this thing. Then swear they all together, and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And they were in all 200 who descended in the days of Jared on the summit of Mount Hermon. And they called it Mount Hermon because they had sworn and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And I'm not going to go into all their names, but they were the chiefs. It says, these are the chiefs of tens. So 10 angels had 20 under each of them. And all the others together with them took unto themselves wives, and each chose for himself one, and they began to go in unto them and to defile themselves with them, and they taught them charms and enchantments and the cunning roots, which we know is the pharma, and made them acquainted with plants, and they became pregnant. They bare great giants whose height was 3,000 ells, who consumed all the acquisitions of men, and when men could no longer sustain them, the giants turned against them and devoured mankind. They began to sin against birds and beasts and reptiles and fish, and to devour one another's flesh and drink the blood. Then the earth laid accusation against the lawless ones. We know today they've found children down in there that are called chimeras, which are half one thing and half another. I feel so sorry for them. I think, Lord, have mercy on them. Those little things didn't ask to be that. I've seen a few pictures. They're pretty awful. And Azazel taught men to make swords and knives. Here's the war machine, the military-industrial complex. Knives and shields and breastplates, and made known to them the metals of the earth. You know, Jesus did say there'd be wars and rumors of wars. That's all they've done, is war on the earth since Satan infiltrated in the garden. It's just been war after war after war. And the art of working them in bracelets and ornaments, and the use of autonomy, and the beautifying of the eyelids, and all kinds of costly stones, and all coloring tinctures. There arose much ungodliness, and they committed fornication, and they were led astray, and became corrupt in all their ways. Shemjaza taught enchantments and root cuttings. Aramareth, or whatever his name is, Armaros, the resolving of enchantments. You know, all these people that say they've got this extra knowledge about all this kind of stuff, all this remote viewing, all this clairvoyancy, all these tarot cards, all this myth. That's where this come from. Astrology, and the constellations, the knowledge of the clouds, the signs of the earth, the signs of the sun and moon. And as men perished, they cried, and their cry went up to heaven. I hope our cry is being heard from heaven. Lord, even come, Lord Jesus. Even now, Lord, come. Come quickly. And then Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel looked down from heaven and saw much blood being shed upon the earth, and all the lawlessness being brought upon the earth. Could it be any bloodier than it is today with the harvesting of the children and the adrenochrome, the organ, the killing people for their organs? We just don't have any idea the massive, horrible, heinous things that have been going on underground right under our feet. And they said one to another, the earth made without inhabitant cries the voice of their crying up to the gates of heaven. And now to you, the holy ones of heaven, the souls of men make their suits, saying, bring our cause before the Most High. And they said to the Lord of the ages, Lord of Lords, God of gods, King of kings, and God of the ages, The throne of thy glory standeth unto all the generations of the ages, and thy name, holy and glorious and blessed unto all the ages. Thou hast made all things, and power over all things hast thou. And all things are naked and open in thy sight, and all things thou seest, and nothing can hide itself from thee. Thou seest what Azazel hath done, who hath taught all unrighteousness on earth and revealed the eternal secrets which were preserved in heaven, which men were striving to learn. And Shemjaza, to whom thou hast given authority to bear rule over his associates, and they have gone to the daughters of men upon the earth and have slept with the women and have defiled themselves and revealed to them all kinds of sins. And the women have borne giants, and the whole earth has thereby been filled with blood and unrighteousness. And now behold, the souls of those who have died are crying and making their suit to the gates of heaven. And their lamentations have ascended and cannot cease because of the lawless deeds which are wrought on the earth. And thou knowest all things before they come to pass. Thou seest these things, and thou dost suffer them. And thou dost not say to us what we are to do to them in regard to these. Then said the Most High, the Holy and Great One, spake, and sent Uriel to the son of Lamech, and said to him, Go to Noah, tell him my name, hide thyself, and reveal to him the end that is approaching, that the whole earth will be destroyed, and a deluge is about to come upon the whole earth, and will destroy all that is on it. And now instruct him that he may escape, and his seed may be preserved for all the generations of the world. And again the Lord said to Raphael, Bind Azazel hand and foot, and cast him into darkness, and make an opening in the desert, which is in Dodiel, and cast him therein, and place upon him rough and jagged rocks. Cover him with darkness, and let him abide there forever. Cover his face, that he may not see light. And on the day of the great judgment, he shall be cast into the fire, going in the pit with the devil. And heal the earth, which the angels have corrupted, and proclaim the healing of the earth, that they may heal the plague, and that all the children of men may not perish through all the secret things that the watchers have disclosed and have taught their sons. And the whole earth has been corrupted through the works that were taught by Azazel. To him ascribe all sin. And to Gabriel said the Lord, Proceed against the bastards and the reprobates and against the children of fornication, and destroy the children of fornication and the children of the watchers from amongst men, and cause them to go forth. Send them one against the other, that they may destroy each other in battle. For length of days shall they not have. And no request that they or their fathers make of thee shall be granted unto their fathers on their behalf. For they hope to live an eternal life, and that which each one of them will live 500 years. And the Lord said unto Michael, Go bind Shemjaza and his associates who have united themselves with them, and so as to have defiled themselves with them and all their uncleanness. And when their sons have slain one another, and they have seen the destruction of their beloved ones, bind them fast for 70 generations in the valley of the earth, till the day of their judgment and of their consummation, till the judgment that is forever and ever is consummated. In those days they shall be led off to the abyss of fire, and torment, and to the torment and the prison in which they shall be confined forever. And whoever shall be condemned and destroyed will from henceforth be bound together with them in the end of all generations. And destroy all the spirits of the reprobate and the children of the watchers, because they have wronged mankind. Destroy all wrong from the face of the earth, and let every evil work come to an end. And let the plant of righteousness and truth appear, and it shall prove a blessing. The work of righteousness and truth shall be planted in truth and joy forevermore. And then shall all the righteous escape. I like that. And shall live till they beget thousands of children. Well, in 1,000 years, I guess you could have thousands of children, huh? 1,000 children. And all the days of their youth and their old age shall they complete in peace. And then shall the whole earth be tilled in righteousness, and shall all be planted with trees and be full of blessing. And all desirable trees shall be planted on it, and they shall plant vines on it. And the vine which they plant therein shall yield wine in abundance. For all the seed which is sown thereon, each measure of it shall bear 1,000, and each measure of olive shall yield 10 presses of oil. and cleanse thou the earth from all oppression and from all unrighteousness, from all sin and from all godlessness, and all the uncleanness that is wrought upon the earth, destroy from off the earth. And all the children of men shall become righteous, and all nations shall offer adoration and shall praise me, and all shall worship me. And the earth shall be cleansed from all defilement, and from all sin, and from all punishment, and from all torment. And I will never again send them upon it from generation to generation and forever. And in those days I will open the store chambers of blessing which are in the heavens, so as to send them down upon the earth over the work and labor of the children of men. And truth and peace shall be associated together throughout all the days of the world and throughout all the generations of men. So that's what we're headed. You know, I was listening to that the second part of Phil's deal last night on the about Eden, and they were talking about how much bigger people used to be. But he brings up these, I forget what they call it, some athletes use it. They're these oxygen chambers that you go into, and after you spend some time in an oxygen chamber, he said you could run 100 miles. He was talking about how most things that people get wrong with him that go wrong can be healed by being put in an oxygen chamber. And when the little girl fell in the well there in Midland, her leg was caught up back behind her back. And when they pulled her out of there, her leg was black. They put her in one of these chambers. I think it's a hyperbolic chamber. They put her in that chamber, and her after a few hours, her leg turned pink. Now, she did lose a toe that they couldn't ever get to turn back. But it's amazing. And it was talking about people that came across this technology many, many, many years ago. One man was a farmer, and people would make fun of him because he would play certain frequencies to his plants in his field. Like, what is the kind of music? Classical music has the right frequency. And so they made fun of him until his tomato plant got 15 foot tall. Then they were asking, what are you doing to get this the way it is? And they proved that with many other things. That plant got to be 40 foot and made thousands and thousands and thousands of tomatoes. Now just think about that. I believe that's God's way. But what I think happened is because of everything they've tried to do, that they've broken down our oxygen atmosphere. It's decaying. Anyway, that's what I think about it. All right, let me pick up. Believe it or not, we're living in biblical times. It is obvious that the Euphrates is drying up just as Revelation states. So the Battle of Armageddon is imminent, if it's not already in process, as far as I'm concerned. All things seem to be falling into line. All right, the whole world is involved in this conflict, for Satan as much has enslaved all peoples. Everybody. All right, let me read some more in Revelation, just a little bit here. Revelation 18. Verse 1. And after these sayings, I saw another angel come down from heaven, saying, having great power. And the earth was lighted with his glory, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, is become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. I heard another voice from heaven say, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins, see, to me, I consider COVID a plague. The shots, a plague. For her sins, because most vaccines, they are looking into it, but that's just what I believe. It's always been an agenda. All vaccines have always been an agenda. In fact, there's people coming out saying, I've never, ever seen one person that was unvaccinated have cancer or any other kind of ailment. What does that tell you? The devil's work. Yeah. I'm so glad we know how to walk by faith, aren't you? And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double, according to works. And the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and divided lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and have no widow and shall see no sorrow. They really believe that there is no way you can touch us. That's what they believe. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day. One day. Death and mourning and famine. And she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. All right, 21 in the same chapter. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. And you see, there's not going to be anything going on. Nothing. Nothing. No trade, no business, no nothing. It's gone. All right, that complete system. All right, this is from, I got this off a telegram. This is Issachar Velez. He posted this today. Turkey is warning its citizens of an imminent threat of attack on the U.S. and Europe, urging them to return immediately. The foreigners living in Babylon will run away to their homeland, scattering like deep, escaping from hunters like sheep without a shepherd. Each country must return. This is my thought. Each country for Nasera, Jasera, has to return to their own country to get their benefits, okay? See, this is supposed to be a fake thing. We'll see. They're supposed to return to their homeland to receive their Jasera benefits. We've been hearing about the fake nuclear war. Could this be it? Sounds like an earthly perspective of heavenly events to me. All right, I want to read you a chapter in Isaiah. It's not just the New Testament that's proclaiming it. It is also the Old Testament. The prophets were telling about it. We just didn't know how to discern it at the time. All right, I'll find it. Here it is. Okay, chapter 13. It's called The Burden of Babylon. Verse 1. The burden of Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amoz did see. Lift ye up a banner upon the high mountain, exalt the voice unto them, shake the hand, that they may go into the gates of the nobles. I've commanded my sanctified ones, I've also called my mighty ones for mine anger, even them that rejoice in my highness. The noise of a multitude in the mountains, like as of a great people, a tumultuous noise of the kingdom of nations gathered together. The Lord of hosts mustereth the host of the battle. They come from a far country, from the end of heaven, even the Lord and the weapons of his indignation to destroy the whole land. Howl ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Therefore shall all hands be faint, every man's heart shall melt. And they shall be afraid. Pangs and sorrow shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that travaileth. They shall be amazed one at another. Their faces shall be as flames. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate. And he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. Get that? But the stars of heaven and the constellations therefore shall not give their light. This is in Revelation. And the sun shall be darkened in his going forth. Joel even talks about it. And the moon shall not cause her light to shine. And I will punish the world for their evil and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the gold wedge of Ophir, especially if he's unvaccinated. Can you imagine? Therefore I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place the wrath of the Lord of hosts in the day of his fierce anger. and shall be as the chaste roe, and as a sheep that no man taketh up. They shall every man turn to his own people and flee everyone into his own land. Everyone that is found shall be thrust through, and everyone that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword. Their children also shall be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses shall be spoiled, and their wives ravished. Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them, which shall not regard silver as for gold. They shall not delight in it. Their bows shall also shall dash the young men to pieces, and they shall have no pity on the fruit of the womb. Their eyes shall not spare children. In Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldees, excellency, shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. It shall never be inhabited, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. Neither shall the Arabian pitch tent there, neither shall the shepherds make their fold there. But the wild beasts of the desert shall lie there, and their houses shall be full of doleful creatures, and owls shall dwell there. They talk about D.C. was used to be a bird sanctuary. And that's what it's going to be again. And the wild beasts of the island shall cry in their desolate houses, and dragons in their pleasant places, and her time is near to come, and her days shall not be prolonged. You know, wherever this place was in Enoch, or, you know, where this angel was put, or these angels were put, but just remember where they were, right there on the Euphrates River. That was the world right there. So I just thought it was all interesting. All right. God is going to take them out, and he's going to leave the righteous. All right.